Welcome to Agora's conference related to signing of a preliminary agreement to acquire 84% of shares of Helios. With me are all the members of the board and director, our IR director and our PR director. I hope everybody have gotten access to the presentation that it's available on our website. And right now I would like Zbigniew Bąk, the Vice President of Agora's board, to go through the presentation because he was leading the transaction. And of course we will be happy to answer all your questions that you might have at the end of the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Piotr. Good morning to some in the Americas. Good afternoon to everybody in Europe and good evening if there is somebody from Asia. We are pleased that you join us today to discuss this important event for us. As Piotr mentioned, today we have signed a preliminary agreement to acquire 84% of shares of Helios SA. I underline it's a preliminary agreement subject to closing. The parties to this agreement include two funds: Nova Polonia Private Equity Fund LLC, American fund, owning 66% of Helios' shares, and FMO, a Dutch fund, owning 18% of the shares. The parties to the agreement include also two individuals, Mr. Tomasz Jagiełło, who is the president of the company, and Mr. Marek Palpuchowski, who is a vice president of the company. They are minority shareholders, but they are not selling the shares in the transactions, and we believe they will be running the business together with us in the future. The purchase price to be paid for 84% of the shares of Helios is about 25 million euro and may be further increased by the amount not higher than 1 million euro, depending on the results of the review of liabilities of Helios to be carried out by an external expert. When we look at implied valuation resulting from the transaction of 100% of equity of Helios, it is about within the range from 29.8 million euro to 31 million euro, depending on whether there will be this adjustment of 1 million or not. That's why the range. And on the assumption that current exchange rate is 3.9 PLN per 1 euro, it means a range from 116 million zloty to 121 million zloty. Assuming that net debt of Helios as of the end of February is 100 million, it's an assumption, we don't know it yet for sure. The Helios firm value is estimated at about 221 million zloty. On the basis of these assumptions and on the basis of the financial, preliminary financial statements of Helios Group for 2009, this gives the following transaction multiples: firm value to EBITDA 6.6, firm value to EBIT 11.5, PE a range from 11.3 to 11.7. The agreement itself stipulates that the execution of the final sales contract providing for the acquisition of the shares of Helios by Agora is dependent on the fulfillment of certain conditions precedent typical for this type of transactions, including obtaining the consent for this transaction from the president of the Office of Competition and Consumer Protection. The company, which means Agora, may withdraw from the agreement in case certain obligations imposed on the other parties are not fulfilled, or if certain representations and warranties are breached, or if certain significant events occur, including occurrence of the material adverse change as defined in the agreement. In order to close the transaction, all conditions precedent should be fulfilled within 7 months from signing of the initial agreement. If you please go now to page 5 of the presentation, I will briefly present a history, very short history of Helios. Helios has been operating in Poland since 1993. But the main events are, in 1998, a first financial investor, Regionalne Fundusze SPSOO, joined the company and became a shareholder. Then in the year 2000, the current two majority investors, the funds Nova Polonia and FMO, became shareholders of the company. In 2007, Helios acquired Kinoplex, a limited liability company. The company Kinoplex was at that time operating 5 multiplexes. And in March 2010, the initial transaction that we have signed today. If you go to page 6 of the presentation, we show how the network of Helios developed over time. As you see, during the 17 years of its operations in Poland, due to both acquired and operating growth, Helios has become the third largest player on the Polish market, and currently it has 24 multiplexes and 2 traditional cinemas, and in total it's 140 screens and more than 31,000 seats. On page 7, we show the map of cinema network of Helios. As you can see, it's pretty well represented all over Poland. In respect of the number of cities covered, it's number 1 in Poland. The company concentrates its operations mainly in medium-sized cities, and it is a leader in this market segment with a 50% share in cities inhabited by less than 250,000 people. In 14 Polish cities, Helios is the only multiplex operator, and it is also present in the largest Polish cities like Warsaw, Lodz, Gdańsk, and Wrocław as well. If you go, please, to page 8, we show you some of the cinemas operated by Helios, some pictures. The company developed mostly in the period 2005 to 2008, and therefore the cinemas are located in new shopping centers and are characterized by modern aesthetics, architecture, and equipment. We've seen all of them. And we can assure you that all of these are modern and nice cinemas. If you please go to page 10, a slide about technology. Helios Cinema Network is equipped with high-tech audiovisual systems, ensuring high quality of film screening. Moreover, Helios also has at its disposal most up-to-date triple flash technology in Dolby 3D digital system. And as of February 2010, Helios owned 20 digital projectors enabling screening of 3D film productions. The company intends to continue the cinema digitalization program, entailing deployment of several dozen of digital projectors during the coming years. Now please refer to page 12 about the ticket sales. When you look at Poland compared to other EU countries, it is characterized by low ratio of tickets sold per capita during a year. In Poland, it is about 1, and in EU 15, it is slightly above 2. Growing availability of cinemas, especially due to the construction of new multi-screen cinema theaters and Poland's increased expenditure on culture and entertainment, results in systematic growth of tickets sold per capita. And this trend probably will continue. Cinema going is more and more popular among Poles. In 2009, the Poles bought about 39 million cinema tickets. The dynamics of revenue from ticket sales grows even faster, which stems from the growing average ticket prices, inter alia due to higher number of 3D film productions. In terms of another coefficient, which is number of screens per 1 million population, in Poland, on average, it is 27 screens per 1 million population, and in EU 15, 56 screens per 1 million population. If you could go to page 13, the slide which represents tickets sold in multiplexes in Poland. Out of these 39 million total tickets sold in 2009, 32 million tickets were sold in multiplexes, and Helios is number 3 player in such a defined market of multiplexes, and the share in tickets sold in multiplexes was 24%. On page 14 of the presentation, we have comparison of cinema infrastructure in Poland among 3 largest players, Cinema City, Multikino, and Helios. As you can see, the market was developing rapidly because of growing number of new shopping centers, and Helios is number two player in respect of the number of multiplexes and number three player in respect of available screens and seats. This results from the fact that Helios operates in smaller cities, which means that on average cinemas operated by Helios are smaller than of the competitors. Please go to page 15. Helios is probably the most effective cinema operator in Poland, despite the fact that it is not the largest player. We believe this is taking advantage of its competent and very experienced management, and they are very good in selecting cinema locations, as well as very good in choosing the best film productions, meeting in the best way audience preferences. And thanks to that, the company steadily achieves the best utilization rates of its assets and can boast itself with the largest number of viewers per one seat and the largest number of viewers per one screen. Please go to slide 16. Talking about trends and perspectives, we believe that domestic cinema market will still be developing, and the main drivers behind this growth will be the development of the Polish economy, which contributes to increasing affluence of the Polish society, causing the changes in the lifestyle of consumers and who are eager to spend more money on entertainment. Also, we believe that popular Polish film productions are contributing to higher cinema attendance, and also new digital technology, 3D, which makes the cinema industry more and more popular among younger generation. Now, please go to page 18, the structure of sales revenues. In the past few years, Helios generated significant growth of revenues. As you can see, it's quite spectacular growth. In 2009, the sales revenue grew by 37%. The main source of revenues, as in all other cinema operators, are ticket sales, and they constitute 74% of the total revenue. Number two is food and beverages sales, about 21% of total revenue. Please go to page 19. We are showing the seasonality of tickets sold. As you can see from the graph, the seasonality itself is pretty stable from year to year. And contrary to our existing business, the best quarter in a year is the first quarter, and the worst quarter in a year is the second quarter. In our business, usually the first and the third quarters are very weak, and the second and the fourth quarters are very good. So if you combine this business with Agora, it means that seasonality will slightly diminish. The same is true, page 20, in terms of sales from food and beverages, because they are completely correlated to the number of people visiting, which is the same as number of tickets sold. Now please refer to slide number 21, operating costs. Operating costs of Helios in 2009 amounted to 160 million zloty, and the biggest cost categories include raw materials, energy and consumables, in total 51% of total costs. And mostly in this category we have the cost of film copies purchase, and this is the largest component. The in the category other, the share 27%. The biggest item here is rent of space in shopping centers, and also staff cost is a big item, 13%. Now the financial results on slide 22. As you can see, for several previous years, Helios delivered stable financial results with significant improvement in 2008 and 2009. In 2009, the result improved with revenues growing by nearly 37%, EBIT by nearly 18%, EBITDA by 21%, and net profit by 41%. Now let's go to page 24 and talk about how we see the transaction objectives. The investment we present to you today is coherent with the long-term strategy of Agora, which assumes increasing scale of operations, acceleration of growth, and diversification of revenue streams. As we declared, we want to execute these objectives by both greenfield projects and acquisitions. We strongly believe that due to investment in Helios, we will be able to enter prospective cinema market, which proved to be resilient to economic slowdown last year. In addition, in comparison to other EU countries, as I said previously, the Polish cinema market seems to still have significant growth potential. The transaction will also let us strengthen our position in the entertainment segment, which will further develop with the growth of affluence of the Polish society and the number of new shopping centers. And we believe that the inclusion of Helios in the portfolio of Agora's assets will result in reduced sensitivity of the Agora group to the volatility of the advertising market, and also through the change in the client base, it will change the structure and it will increase the inflow of money from individuals, and so we will have more money from individuals, not only from corporate clients, but also directly from the pockets of individuals. If you go to page 25, we show our media portfolio, and this acquisition definitely will enrich current media portfolio of the Agora Group. For many years, Agora has been a strong player in media in news and information segments. Investment in Helios will allow Agora to strengthen its position in the entertainment segment, which will further expand with the growth of society's wealth. Moreover, in cities covered by the network of cinemas operated by Helios Group, multiplexes are the only place of spending spare time with family. They are basically the center of social life there, and very often the only offer. So it's a very good position to be in to offer this entertainment. The transaction gives us also an opportunity to widen our current advertising offer with cinema advertising, although we admit that the share of advertising total revenue of Helios is small, as is the case with all the other cinema operators. It's also worth adding that there are at least several other areas to leverage our media potential, and we could exploit some opportunities and some synergies and some opportunities to cooperate, especially using our local strength on local markets. Page 26, how we want to leverage our local media power. As you can see from the slide, we have local internet sites, local edition of the newspaper. We are quite strong in outdoor advertising in those cities that Helios operates in, and also we have local radio stations in most cities Helios operates in. So in terms of cross-promotion, we would be able to exploit synergies in this respect. In addition, we could probably also help Helios sell more advertising on local markets. If you go to slide 27, we saw the hypothetical structure of clients. And if you see, from this slide that investment in Helios is a great opportunity to change the structure of the client base, which in the long run should help to stabilize and increase the revenues of the Agora Group. As you can see, the individual's component would grow and the corporate client's component would be smaller. On page 28, we show revenue structure depending on whether it comes from entertainment or information or advice or services. As you can see, if the transaction happens, the entertainment component of total revenues would substantially grow in comparison to current situation. That's basically the end of the presentation, and we are ready now to answer any questions if you have them. Thank you very much.